Elsewhere in China, the number of new SARS infections continues to decline. There were 20 new cases reported today, bringing the total to approximately 5,300, with 300 dead. But the Communist Party government isn't letting up its massive propaganda drive against the disease. Chinese television has been overflowing with a campaign singing the praises of the doctors and nurses on the front lines. SARS is also having another effect on the freedom of China's media. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Turn on the television at almost any time of the day or night in China right now, and you're likely to find something like this. A stirring rendition of a song called Angels in White, with slow motion, soft fade pictures of doctors and nurses caring for SARS patients. Flick channels and you might get this one. Warriors in white this time, singers dressed as doctors and nurses proclaiming that the Chinese people will never forget their medical heroes. China is short of old-style heroes these days, like the ones who filled the communist pantheon in the 50s and 60s. There are plenty of people to emulate if you want to get rich, but few to inspire the masses to struggle selflessly for the motherland like they used to. So the angels in white of the medical profession are perfect candidates for a good old-fashioned Communist Party propaganda campaign reminiscent of those launched by Chairman Mao. Today, the government brought out a large group of doctors and nurses who recently finished weeks of working non-stop on the city's SARS wards to meet the Chinese and foreign press. Their views on the Angels in White campaign were mixed. I think calling us Angels in White is great, said this nurse. We need better publicity like this for the hard work we do. Her friend wasn't so sure, and away from the party officials was extremely frank. It's all very well to have this propaganda now, she said, but when the problem is over, the praise will disappear like smoke. Such frankness has emerged throughout Chinese society and media since the SARS crisis began, on TV chat shows and in the increasingly aggressive Chinese print media. The firing of two senior Communist Party officials last month and the confession of serious government mistakes in handling SARS have emboldened many Chinese reporters. Before SARS, they were required to ask easy, prepared questions at news conferences. Now they're interrupting senior officials at similar events to tell them their responses are not clear enough. On top of that, China's intellectuals, more or less gagged since the pro-democracy movement in Tiananmen Square in 1989 was crushed, are now using the SARS issue to openly write critiques of China's opaque one-party political system. Li Xiguang, professor of journalism at Beijing's prestigious Tsinghua University, says SARS has played a significant role in opening up the Chinese media.
SARS has changed the Chinese media coverage of government or public information, and the government officials almost have no reason or no excuse to refuse an interview from a Chinese journalist about the problem of SARS or other public problem. So this is the progress for the Chinese journalism.
To many here, it's more than progress, it's a revolution, in a country where the people have always been taught that the media is the mouthpiece of the party. Increased media freedom, which has developed in parallel to the propaganda about the angels in white, is a dangerous sword for the central government to be wielding, though, in its attempt to look transparent on SARS. The sword can, of course, have two edges, and everyone here is watching to see if, by allowing increased media freedom, the Communist Party leadership is actually putting that sword to its own throat. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.